Steve Trinity Resources, ISE 2, Listening 20. You're going to hear a talk about transport. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? The future of the car industry is in equal parts unpredictable and exciting. In the last 100 years, we have seen the face of the world transformed by the car, but the next 30 years will probably see changes just as drastic. The big question is what form these changes will take. Companies like Tesla see the electric car as the future, and there is definitely some evidence that this is the case. Firstly, the environmental argument is clear. We cannot continue using petrol at the current rate. Secondly, the cost is continually decreasing. More and more electric cars are coming onto the market, and competition is driving prices down. Savings on petrol should also be taken into account. Finally, the infrastructure for electric cars is also growing rapidly. In the UK, it is estimated that there are already as many public charge points as petrol stations. However, we could be talking about a distant future here. The main problem facing electric cars now is the price of batteries. Experts estimate that, at best, by the year 2026, battery prices will have dropped so that electric cars cost more or less the same as traditional petrol cars. The other big advance expected in the car industry is the arrival of the self-driving car. All major car companies are currently developing self-driving cars, and many have already driven for thousands of hours on the roads in normal conditions. The main advantage here is safety. We might not like to admit it, but machines make a lot less mistakes than people. The only obstacle to making self-driving cars a reality is making sure they are well enough programmed to be safer than people, which most companies think is quite possible. It's difficult to analyze the statistics, since self-driving cars have not driven enough yet, but it is true to say that machines don't get tired, angry, or drunk like human drivers. This alone could make a big difference. So the only thing certain about the future of driving is that it is uncertain. It seems like self-driving cars will become a reality before electric cars, but both will have an important role to play. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker is talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you what advantages and disadvantages the speaker gives of electric and self-driving cars. Are you ready? The future of the car industry is in equal parts unpredictable and exciting. In the last 100 years, we have seen the face of the world transformed by the car, but the next 30 years will probably see changes just as drastic. The big question is what form these changes will take. Companies like Tesla see the electric car as the future, and there is definitely some evidence that this is the case. Firstly, the environmental argument is clear. We cannot continue using petrol at the current rate. Secondly, the cost is continually decreasing. More and more electric cars are coming onto the market, and competition is driving prices down. Savings on petrol should also be taken into account. Finally, the infrastructure for electric cars is also growing rapidly. In the UK, it is estimated that there are already as many public charge points as petrol stations. However, we could be talking about a distant future here. The main problem facing electric cars now is the price of batteries. Experts estimate that, at best, by the year 2026, battery prices will have dropped so that electric cars cost more or less the same as traditional petrol cars. The other big advance expected in the car industry is the arrival of the self-driving car. All major car companies are currently developing self-driving cars, and many have already driven for thousands of hours on the roads in normal conditions. The main advantage here is safety. We might not like to admit it, but machines make a lot less mistakes than people. The only obstacle to making self-driving cars a reality is making sure they are well enough programmed to be safer than people, which most companies think is quite possible. It's difficult to analyze the statistics, since self-driving cars have not driven enough yet, but it is true to say that machines don't get tired, angry, or drunk like human drivers. This alone could make a big difference. So the only thing certain about the future of driving is that it is uncertain. It seems like self-driving cars will become a reality before electric cars, but both will have an important role to play. Now tell me what advantages and disadvantages the speaker gives of electric and self-driving cars. You have 1 minute to talk.